Democratic leaders at the State House have come up with a new strategy for the special session. They're pledging not to shut down the state government in the event that a stalemate with Governor Scott over property taxes drags on for several more weeks. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Both House Speaker Mitzi Johnson and Senate President Tim Ash say a shutdown of state government on July 1st would be a disaster, and they've come up with a plan to avoid it. Ash says both the Senate and the House passed the budget by extremely wide margins, so he thinks it makes sense to strip away any controversial items from the budget and then pass it. That would ensure that there wouldn't be a government shutdown if there's still an impasse on property taxes.
I think substantially what has already passed the legislature ought to go forward, and to the extent we can shift out of that equation the fight over the use of this one-time money on education issues, it'll allow us to ensure that government will continue to operate.
The major disagreement between the governor and the legislature is Scott's plan to use $60 million in one-time money to offset any property tax rate increase. The Democrats argue it's a mistake to use all of the money for this purpose. They've offered to use $38 million to ensure that there's no increase in the residential rate and a 5-cent increase in the non-residential rate. Johnson thinks it will be easier to find a compromise if the budget is passed now.
The more stuff that's open and out there, the more other unrelated things get dragged into that conversation. And I think we need to really focus on the very narrow areas of disagreement.
Johnson says a shutdown would adversely affect essential services that many Vermonters receive and would be a blow to the credibility of state government.
There's been so much concern, particularly given what we've seen out of Washington about a government shutdown, that the thing that we can do to be most responsible to Vermonters and be good stewards of government is to make sure government stays open.
Ash says a government shutdown would also be a catastrophe for the state's bond rating on Wall Street.
I think it would be a massive embarrassment to the state of Vermont. It would undermine our state's very strong financial reputation, and it would probably result in a lowering of our bond rating. So it would be pretty unthinkable.
The governor's press secretary, Rebecca Kelly, says the administration is interested in seeing the proposal and would need to know the details before commenting any further. The House is scheduled to come back to the State House on Wednesday morning. The Senate will most likely return on Friday if there's been progress on the consensus budget proposal. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.